You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio. The film 7 Days, featuring some of Dave Healy's life, Blind Dave, is due to be released. Dave has actually been involved in some of the final touches. And when I say involved, you weren't actually involved, were you?
Well, I was sitting there, sort of listening, you know, with my professional ear. So if there was any... Deb changed him anyway.
Tell us about it anyway. When was it, last Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. You know what, Simon? I mean, I've, over the latter couple of years, I've sort of experienced the audio description. I don't use TV or watch films that much, but when I have done, it's been quite interesting, quite impressive, and it does give the information for, you know, for blind folk to sort of tag along with the film. So with the film that they're doing, they've decided, or we sort of suggested, look, we should have audio description on it. And lo and behold, the producer, Nigel, he got hold of, because him being in that world, he got hold of an acquaintance of his, Finty Williams, and she's sort of big into the theatre and Shakespeare. And Finty Williams is the daughter of Dame Judi Dench. And last Sunday, bless her, she drove up from London, and along with the two directors and producer, me, Deb, went over to the back of Beyond in Sutton Coldfield, and there's a lovely little recording studio there, privately owned and whatnot. And we met up with Finty, the script, and we sort of sat there, and I was quite intrigued as to what was going to happen, how they do it, you know, because I'm thinking, what if we sit here for 45 minutes? Do they keep stopping the film? Do they keep doing this, keep doing that, keep doing the other? Well, what they do is they put Finty into the recording studio. They gave her a script, and then she read this script, you know, obviously with the relevant gaps in. You know, X, Y, and Z, Bill Smith, Judy, whoever. And it was quite good the way they do it. And then obviously the recording studio gentleman, he then puts it onto a, was it memory stick? I'm very technical, Simon. And then the lads was going to take that away, and then they play the film, and then somehow with their magic wand or whatever they do on the technical side, they sort of, they put the audio description onto the film in its relevant places. So I was intrigued as to how they were going to do it. I was quite surprised on, you know, they weren't watching the film and it weren't going directly onto the film as they did it. But it's all good. It's all a learning curve, isn't it? Sorry.
Yeah, so they have a script already for the film. Did you kind of adapt that then as you went through it?
No. This is a separate script, simply for the audio description. There's a young lady, going back a few months now, I was doing a talk for a blind group in Birmingham, and there was a lady there named Lucy, who is partially sighted, and she, I believe, works and has a lot to do with theatre and whatnot, but she actually gets involved in scripting the audio description. So what she does, she's the one who watches the film, waits for the gaps or the relevant parts, and then she will then stop the film at that point and think, right, what do I want to tell blind folk? So she will then script the gap where the dialogue has stopped, you know, and the moon's rising, the sun's rising, the clouds are going left or right, or there's a daffodil in the background, there's a vase on the, you know, and then, okay, then she plays the film, goes through the dialogue, and then when the next gap comes, boom. So she actually scripts it. So then what Finty did, she just simply come along, and it was like she was reading a book, and she basically read to Mike exactly what she put on that script, and that's how they do it. And I was quite fascinated. I was thinking, how do you do it?
Did it change on the day, though?
We changed a couple of bits, where I think there was one part where Dave is walking with his walking stick, and then he folds up his cane. And Dev said, and I said the same. I said, it's not a walking stick. And Dev said, I think he's an old man. It's actually a guide cane. So, right, okay. So they changed that bit straight away. We got a couple of other pieces, which I can't remember what the changes were, but they were just subtle changes, you know what I mean? And at the bottom, she reread those. So then what the directors will do with that is, as I say, on the relevant piece of the film, however they do it with their magical technical equipment, they will place that on and hey, Bob's your uncle.
And of course, Dame Judi Dench, she is living with macular degeneration and losing her sight. So it's funny how it all ties together, doesn't it?
It is a strange connection, Simon. And I mean, obviously, I wasn't aware of that. But yeah, I mean, I can't say that because of the film and the nature of the film, Finty has sort of said, oh, my mum's going blind, so I'll do that. I think that's just a coincidence. But lovely lady, lovely lady. I was talking to her, and she's waiting to hear on a new part in a West End production. But strangely enough, she also narrates audiobooks. And I said to her, how do you find it? She says, hey, it's hard work. And I said, well, you've done a couple? She said, to date, I've done about 80. But I tell you what, though. You know, as she said, it pays the bills, doesn't it? But she said, you know, it is hard work. But yes, I enjoy certain books and not other books. But you can tell she's got the voice for it, Simon. You know, when she's talking, she's, you know, the director was sort of saying, could you say that a little quicker? Could you say that with like a kind of a softer feeling? Could you say that bit with, and you can tell she's the actress and, you know, knows what they're doing and what she's doing. And it was very, very interesting to sort of listen, but also interesting to catch a little bit of what she does with her life, if you know what I mean, which is nice.
I've been trying to direct you for years, and it's no difference whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't play a guitar, you see, so I could only respond when you wave that stick with a, you know, if I was got an instrument in my hand.
No. Just, we need an update. You are currently helping daughter number one, Grace, fit out a caravanette, aren't you?
Well, a camper van.
Well, a camper van, rather, yeah.
She's got a Volkswagen camper van. She bought the shell. Well, when I say shell, she bought the van which is running, which is an empty back. And, she said, Dad, do you think with your carpentry skills you could make cupboards and panel it out and this and that? Yeah. And I says, why not? You give me some indication of what you do want. And we've panelled the van out. It's been insulated. And we've put nearly 6 mil plywood panel on to cap it off. And cheeky as she is, the one evening, because it was dark, and she says, Dad, well, you're allowed to do it because we haven't got any lights in there. So I thought, okay, all right, okay. I thought, yeah, I got my uses, and I. But no, she came over last night, strangely enough. So we took the dimensions, and I knocked up some inch-by-inch timber, just roughly, and we put it in, laid it against the side of the van, and, we both agreed, yeah, that's the right height, Dad. We've got to take 3 inches off this side, which we did, and she said, yeah, I'm quite happy with that. And she said, the wheel arch is this size, and so we measured all that. So I've got some more measurements now. We just got to check a couple of the fridge and whatnot. So now I'm going to go to town and build the actual skeleton construction. And then we'll put that to the van. And then once she's happy that, you know, she's happy with size, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'm going to start she wants some, like a wooden panel into it, a lightweight wooden paneling. Rather than, you know, just normal. So she wants to make it sort of, I guess, oldie worldy as well. So, yeah, we're on the case. We're on the case. So, hopefully, good old Dad will save her a few, Bob.
Yeah, and we're going to try and get some photographs as we go along so we can share them with you at home. In the meantime, Dave, how do we keep up with you?
You can keep up with me on the single bike because I'm on the tandem. Oh, sorry. BlindDaveHealy.co.uk is the website. Blind Dave Healy on Facebook and at Blind Dave Healy on Twitter. I'm thinking of a new business, Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Blind cabinets or blind camper van fitter.
Well,
do you think, you know,
yeah,
you could just see the advertisement, couldn't you?
Well, people pay enough for sighted camper van fitters.
Well, that's it, you know, so I mean they can make a mess of it, so I might as well have a proper mess.
Yeah, but we could, this will be interesting.
You never know. Mm-hmm. So we you know, we could be going into a new line of business here.
Yeah, and you could make them and build them and I'll deliver them.
Okay, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. That's a fair comment.
Right,
well, but how are you going to do them? You're up in Scotland, so how are you going to get them?
Hmm. Dave, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Have a think about that one, won't you?
3, 2, 1, action!
Gone.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.